and welcome back to another episode of Winning Lifestyle's Audio Edition podcast. Today's story time will be part two of my summer adventure at UC Berkeley. Now, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, make sure you check out the blog at winninglifestyles.com or listen to story time, My Summer at UC Berkeley, part one. And like always, stay tuned for a joke at the end. I like this one a lot. In 2015, I went back to Berkeley, or like I said before, the scare the pants off my 16, but now 17-year-old self, city, to continue the chemistry series and take OChem 1. But this time, I was determined to do better than last year. And I know I say that every year, every semester, but this time I really meant it. My brother moved to a different apartment. It is still small and dingy, but the area seemed a little safer, or at least it was close to a main road where there were more witnesses to see my, a murder happen. The previous year, I at least had Chris to walk with me to and from class and be the scapegoat. to protect me. But this time, I, a small, defenseless, and still scrawny girl, was alone. Now, this year wasn't as eventful as my first year since I was more focused on studying and getting that A because I've disappointed my Asian parents and brother for far too long. It's time to make them happy and be proud of me, something that all Asians want. Now, although it wasn't as exciting as last year when we stayed up till morning, played beer pong, and nearly died from a road trip back from LA, we did what any normal, socially distant college student would do. Stay inside, study, watch Netflix, play video games, or go out late at night for food. Oh, I missed those late night Mickey D's and In-N-Out runs. During the weekdays, I'd go to class, come home, and probably take a nap. Who knows, that's what I did in high school, and I can't really remember that summer. Afterwards, I worked on OChem practice problems and studied for the SAT and ACT until bedtime, 2 a.m. Now that's probably what you think I did since I said I was going to try harder this year, but who knows. And it's also what my mom wants to hear, and I'm not going to lie, I probably did that. Probably, because like I said, I don't really remember much of that summer. Maybe I was too pumped with adrenaline and fear to remember. But most of the time, I think I watched Running Man and White Collar. If anybody was wondering, I don't watch Korean shows anymore. Sounds boring, but I promise it wasn't as bad as it sounds. I gained some skills, learned how to cook more than just ramen and Spam, because honestly, if Susie or I didn't cook, I think we would have starved, because Nick says he knows flavors and how to cook. But the last time he stepped foot into the kitchen was when we made dumplings before he went to college. But that's another story time for later. This summer was the summer I learned to cook five-star pasta, because it was either cook or die. Unless it was the occasional In-N-Out, sushi, KBBQ, or good Chinese food crave, then we'd go out and eat. But only on the days we worked to haul furniture though, else I think we'd be even more broke. Susie's from California, Sacramento to be exact, so we'd go visit her family once in a while. I think every 2 weeks to do laundry at her place. But every time we visited, her mom always fed us well. Asian moms really know how to cook. They don't just fill the heart with love, they fill the stomach with food. One week, the week before 4th of July, we went up to Sacramento to... Honestly, I don't remember if it was because of laundry or what, but we did hang out with her family and ate KBBQ at this place called Oz. Oz is all you can eat, and knowing that I'd go back to my brother's apartment hungry, you bet I'm gonna eat to my heart's content and Susie's mom's money's worth. It was about $19 per adult for lunch, so I had to eat at least $19 worth of meat. And you know, all you can eat places. If you order too much food and can't finish and waste, don't waste food. They charge you extra. Remember when I said Susie's mom fed us well? She and Nick went kind of overboard on ordering food. Susie's siblings were young and as small and tiny as her, so they couldn't eat much. And I didn't like to waste food, nor pay an extra fee for waste. So I did what anyone, if you are considered a trash can, I guess, would do. Unzip my pants and scarf everything down. Now don't get me wrong, I was very happy to be fed, but later that night, for dinner, Susie's mom made a ton of authentic Chinese food. Sadly, I was still full and my pants couldn't expand anymore, and I was only able to eat a small bowl of just rice. And then the same thing happened a week later for 4th of July and I died once more. Wow. As I'm trying to remember what I did back in Berkeley 15, I realized the most of my exciting adventures involved food. We went grocery shopping at Safeway at 11 p.m. to buy ingredients for a root beer float. I compromised my safety and went to a Shooting Star Cafe in Oakland for a late night meal. We waited until 11 p.m. for Kanzai's happy hour. I think we also went to an In-N-Out that was like 20 minutes away. No wonder my family called me fat when I came back home. There was more to my summer, but a big chunk of it was studying, which, by the way, paid off. I got an A at Berkeley in OChem 1. Maybe the moral of this story is that you can still have fun and study at the same time as long as you prioritize and time manage. Something every adult needs to learn. Oh, here's the joke. What do chemists call a benzene ring of iron atoms? A Ferris wheel. If you didn't understand that one, check out my post to see the picture I drew. And at that point, if you still didn't get it, please consult your local chemist or science geek. Thanks for sticking around to the end. Hopefully this story time inspired you to go out and have your own amazing adventures. But remember to be safe. Please stick around for more of my story time and jokes, because they're great. This is Jen from Winning Lifestyles, and remember to keep smiling.